This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross has business connections to Russian President Vladimir Putin. This according to leaked documents from a Bermuda-based law firm called Appleby that's handled Ross's offshore accounts. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is here live with more. Mariel, what do we know?
Well, Secretary Ross was confirmed by the Senate earlier this year. And before that, he disclosed that he owns a stake in a shipping company called Navigator Holdings. What he didn't say was that Navigator does millions of dollars a year in business with a Russian energy firm that has close ties to Vladimir Putin. It's owned by Putin's son-in-law and by a buddy of Putin's who was sanctioned by the U.S. government in 2014. That's when Russia took Crimea from the Ukraine. And the Commerce Department says Ross wasn't involved in the decision to do business with this Russian company. He doesn't appear to have broken any laws, by the way.
And this massive leak of documents, it's being called the Paradise Papers. This is just a little piece of it.
Yeah, it's extensive. Months ago, someone leaked more than 13 million documents to a group of journalists showing how global companies, billionaires, and government officials are using offshore accounts to pay lower taxes. You know, they put money in bank accounts in countries that have low tax rates, like Bermuda. And this is legal if you follow certain rules. Some argue that it's unethical. But these papers are also getting attention because they're a peek into the finances of well-known people and companies. Some of the names mentioned in the papers, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, the president's chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, and also foreign officials like the UK's Queen Elizabeth II, who invests about £10 million in offshore accounts.
All right. All done at Appleby's. Mariel Segarra, thank you very much.